Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
And after running it for about a couple months, I didn't see enough traffic and didn't really see as much consumer interest as I would like. So that's when I decided to mothball it. In retrospect, that turned out to be the correct move, because right now with the coronavirus, with the pandemic going on, it's probably the worst case scenario because e-commerce is booming. Everybody's ordering stuff online.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real, which I guess kind of includes all of us, doesn't it? Today I'm joined once again by Royce Threadgill. Royce is a serial entrepreneur. He's always creating new things, coming up with new ideas. His latest is lookingforsponsor.com, where creators of all types can be reached by those who want to get their message out there. He was also featured on episode 22 of Broken Bulbs. Now, despite all of this awesomeness, he also created a delivery service that wasn't quite convenient enough. That's coming up after the break. Real quick before we get into today's show, I'd like to invite you to leave us a review and share this episode with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. We are really trying to push the show and get it out to as many listeners as possible to share the message of we all fail, we all make mistakes, and it's normal, and it's important to talk about it and learn from it. We want to see the show get to 10,000 downloads an episode before the end of the year. Let's see if we can do it. Thanks for your help. Enjoy the show. Royce Threadgill, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's talk about always home delivery. Explain a little bit about what the idea behind this service was.
So always home delivery was essentially a last mile delivery service. I first got the idea when my wife ordered a new phone and it got stolen. From we think our apartment lobby, we don't really know. So when people order things online, a lot of the time, especially if you live in some sort of multifamily apartment, the delivery driver will often just leave the packages in the building's lobby, and sometimes they'll just leave it on the steps of the building because they can't get into the lobby. And so stolen and missing packages are a pretty common problem. And I actually, before I was trying to figure out whether or not this was a project worth pursuing, I was looking up some stats on this, and a national survey in 2017 found that 31% of people had personally experienced package theft. That was national, so I said, okay, well, I don't know if that's a problem in my area. I polled about 1,000 people through Facebook groups. I found that about 18.7% of people had packages go missing or be stolen. So that sort of gave me the idea that, hey, I think this might be an addressable issue. Things like package concierge, if anybody lives in a larger apartment complex, there are these sort of automated package locker systems. Kind of work. It really depends on whether or not your delivery drivers will play ball with the system. Sometimes they don't. They just leave the packages outside it anyway. But unfortunately, these systems are really expensive and they take up a lot of space. So instead of package lockers, I thought I'd give people an alternative solution who didn't have access to those sorts of things. So customers would choose a one-hour delivery window. And what they would do is they would send their packages to us, to my address, and we would receive it and we'd hold on to it as long as they needed. We have some, in my area, we have a lot of people that live overseas. So sometimes they're, over in China for a bit and they just want the package held and they want to know it's safe as opposed to sitting in the lobby. So we'll hold it as long as you want. And then you schedule a 1 hour delivery window and we'll deliver it within that window, at a time that you'll be home. And it was any time of the night or day, really 24/7. So it was very convenient for people, very inconvenient for me. So, gave people confidence that their package wouldn't be stolen and that it'd be delivered at a time when they were home. But I marketed the event at marketed the service at a few local events, and I partnered with a few property managers in the area. And after running it for about a couple months, I didn't see enough traffic and didn't really see as much consumer interest as I would like. So that's when I decided to mothball it. In retrospect, that turned out to be the correct move, because right now with the coronavirus, with the pandemic going on, it's probably the worst case scenario because e-commerce is booming. Everybody's ordering stuff online. And on the lines that I still have open, I'm noticing I'm still not even getting that many calls. So there just wasn't that much interest in the service.
Yeah, that's it's an interesting idea. What do you think was the friction for the customers that kept them from participating?
So, you know, the funny thing is, when I talked to people about this service, they all, like, immediately, when I talked about stolen or missing packages, everybody knew what I was talking about. Everybody was annoyed by it. But, you know, what ended up happening, I think, is that I don't want to say they wanted to complain about it, but they had an issue with it, obviously. But my solution wasn't good enough for them. You know, it didn't give them, I believe, it wasn't the solution that they wanted. And this was complicated by the fact that if you're ordering something from Amazon, most of the time, unless you abuse the system and you say, hey, my package went missing, Amazon just sends you something new and it gets there in a day. So the inconvenience is marginal. So while people were inconvenienced by this, they weren't inconvenienced enough to bother with a whole other system that might have complicated the delivery.
Interesting. Yeah, that is interesting. So what are some of the lessons that you got from this that you or people listening might apply to their current or future projects?
So for me, sort of the key lesson here is that whenever you're starting a project, you want to ensure that people are extremely, like, highly motivated to adopt your product or service. And that's the baseline. You want high motivation at the baseline because it's really, really hard to get people to change their behavior, even if it benefits them. You know, a lot of the time, especially in this case, you know, it's kind of obvious. People express concerns and, you know, desires that are kind of disconnected from their actions. So that was what I found while I was running at this project.
Yeah. So I guess the lesson learned is, extreme convenience sells. Of course, we finish each episode with that one bulb, that one idea, try number 1000, that's working for you. So feel free to brag a little bit. What's working for you now?
So yeah, try number 1000 that's a good way to put it. This is, so what I'm working on right now is something called lookingforsponsor.com. It's a website that connects creators with companies looking for sponsorship marketing opportunities. So YouTubers and streamers, podcasts, social media influencers, they come to our site and they post sponsorship opportunities. The companies looking to market their products and services then come and they can pay the creators directly on our platform and get those sponsorship marketing services. You know, we also provide services like web page creation for the creators. And these web pages are specialized for people trying to, you know, create a side hustle. It allows them to collect tips and share links. It's kind of like Linktree, but really geared towards creators. You know, one of the great things is that there's not really anybody else on the market doing what we're doing. A lot of them are addressing parts of the market. So if you're in esports, Match Arena does something similar in the esports space, and Podcorn does something similar in the podcast space. But I think that's a mistake because creators are increasingly on multiple platforms. So, you know, they're on Twitter, they're on Twitch, they're on YouTube, they have their own podcast, and they're doing that to reach more people. And companies that are looking for sponsorship marketing opportunities want to reach more people. They want to take advantage of that extended reach. So by having one place like Looking for Sponsor that bundles together all of those channels, that's very useful for the sponsorship, for the companies looking for sponsorship marketing opportunities, therefore useful for the people that want to get sponsored. So right now we're averaging about 70 signups a month. And the goal is to move that up over the next couple months to over 100. And 25% of the people visiting the site are signing up. So that's very encouraging, a high degree of interest by our measure. And you know, right now, the vast majority of the signups are predictably people looking to get sponsored. So our next big goal is to bring more big name sponsors to the site and, you know, start getting our users paid. And, you know, to that end, we're sort of starting to move into increasing our social media presence and attracting or doing more direct outreach to sponsors.
Yeah, and it is an excellent service. We at Mecco Radio use it for all of our shows. And so we appreciate you creating it and are looking forward to seeing how it continues to move forward with those services. And all those links will be in the show notes for people to access, for people to check out and sign up. And I just want to say one last time, thank you, Royce, for joining us today.
Thanks a bunch for having me.
And thank you for listening. It can be really, really hard to get people to adopt a new product or service. So if you're starting something, you'll want to make it as easy as possible to move to using it. Special thank you to Royce for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. If you want to check out more of his work, I've linked it down in the show notes, including Looking for Sponsor. And you can hear more from Royce on episode 22 of Broken Bulbs. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and share it with a friend or family member who you think might get something out of it. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the CreateVine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.